PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hi, this is Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City. Welcome back to Orlando Opinions. Before we begin, I want to make an announcement. We are changing the name of this podcast from Orlando Opinions to the Daily City, and that change will begin now. Demolition of some exterior features of the historically protected landmark Firestone Building at 578 North Orange Avenue took place with neither permits or Historic Preservation Board review. The architect was only given a minor certificate of appropriateness to make alterations to this non-historic walls and roll-up doors, which face Orange Avenue and Concord Street. The unapproved work included removal of exterior windows, a brick header, and other historic materials. The region's first biker bar was installed this week in Orlando. It's made by a company called Darrow. The biker bar is a leaning rail designed to give cyclists a place to rest a hand and foot to balance while waiting at an intersection without needing to dismount. People on bikes will no longer have to reach for the curb or a signpost to support themselves at traffic lights. The bar was installed on a shared sidewalk at northwest and southwest corners of Mills Avenue and Princeton Street. We told you last October that a new interior multi-tenant shopping area with a brewery named The Basin was coming to downtown Sanford at 212 West First Street. Back then, the name of the project was First Street Market. It's recently been announced that the name has been changed to Henry's Depot. The project will be homed inside a former train depot built in 1940, located within the downtown commercial historic district. May 7th is the opening date of the Soto Fresh Kitchen location at 2855 South Orange Avenue. We told you in March that the Tampa-based restaurant was opening several locations in Orlando, the first of which was in Waterford Lakes. Fresh Kitchen is a healthy, quick-service, build-your-own-bowl concept. The Milk District Main Street is looking for artists to design their street pole banners. The placement of the pole banners will be within the Milk District up and down Robinson. The purpose of the banners is to brand the area more clearly. The Milk District will become the 10th area in the city to allow street pole banners. We told you in February that new restaurant Bovine was taking over the Park Plaza Garden space at 307 South Park Avenue, expected to open in August. Bovine, the working title of the project, will have a totally gutted and refurbished kitchen and minimal dining room decor changes. It will be managed by 310 Restaurants. This steakhouse will be 310 Group's fifth restaurant. The former NYPD pizza space at 2912 Edgewater Drive in College Park has been taken over by Cafe Linger, with an expected opening date of May 19th. The structure was built in 1969 and contains 2,600 square feet. Winter Park Biscuit Company, a business without a home, is doing a series of pop-ups, the most recent one on April 28th in front of East End Market. They have a one biscuit per person policy. The owner announced last year she was opening a vegan deli, but there's been no movement on that project yet. Just the biscuits. I mean, one biscuit. A digital neighborhood watch app called Ring that both law enforcement and the public can access free of charge will be providing a solution to OPD to help reduce crime and assist with investigations. Ring is a doorbell you install at your front door that comes with a camera. It will be providing OPD access to the platform free of charge. Ring will not provide any customer personal information, including video footage, to OPD without the prior consent of the owner. And finally, there could have been four great affordable housing opportunities within steps of Winter Park Farmers Market and Park Avenue Shopping District. Instead, the city said no, thanks to gripes from neighbors. A four-unit, 10,000-square-foot apartment building will be constructed at the end of 301 West Comstock Avenue. The building's design is based on the Barber Apartments at 544 North Knowles Avenue, designed and built by Gamble Rogers in 1936. Behind the building will be four two-car garages for use by the tenants of the main building. Atop each garage will be a micro-apartment with full kitchen and bath. The units run 420 square feet to 484 square feet. Allowing these small units to be rentals would have given the city affordable housing options almost in the heart of downtown Winter Park. Neighborhoods with a variety of rents and housing types make for a diverse residential experience. While the area will have single-family homes and duplexes all in a high range, it's missing what's known as the missing middle. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.